Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big program today, Donnie Baker on Halloween, Stupid World Records, and Dick Hitswater. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here once again with another made-for-TV amazing offer exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. Now that Mother's Day is here, don't you want to do something for the most important woman in your life besides just a card and flowers? Well, now you can, thanks to this amazing industry's new product. It's not a gift for her, but it's a gift for you. It's the Billy Mazing Mom Pod. Yes, the Mom Pod is lightweight and portable like your iPod, but it's far more than a simple entertainment device. Uh-huh. The Mom Pod could save your life, or at least keep you from getting an eye poked out. Just listen.
Don't run with scissors. Don't talk with your mouth full. Never sit on the toilet during a thunderstorm. Put that down. You don't know where it's been. I don't care if Jesus Christ himself is tap dancing on TV. Turn it off and go to bed.
And with 120 gigabytes of storage, you can download all of your favorites. And since it's small enough to slip into your shirt pocket, you can take your Billy Mazing Mom Pod anywhere. Each Mom Pod comes equipped with a long-lasting battery, touch-sensitive wheel, and streamlined earbuds, so you never have to worry about that voice not being in your head.
Remember, don't lean back in movie theater seats or you'll get ringworm. Put your sweater on. I'm cold. No dessert until you eat all your vegetables. Oh, you're the reason mommy drinks.
So what are you waiting for? Order your Billy Mazing Mom Pod today.
Only $179.95, payable in easy $49.95 monthly installments per year.
And if you act now, we'll include the amazing new eye hammer. Never be troubled by a stray eyelash or speck of dust getting in your eye and causing irritation again. There's no wiping or washing with the eye hammer. Just hit it and forget it.
Oh, dude, what's the matter?
I don't know. There's something in my eye.
Hang on. Hold still. Here, I got it.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah. And how's that?
That's better.
Hey, thanks. Don't thank me.
I'm Billy Mazing.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again, we're at full strength today. The cast and crew, relatively intact. And now by intact, I'm not referring to the procedure known as circumcision. Let's be clear about that.
Oh, my Lord.
Here we are, okay. Out in the weeds, everybody.
We'll start with the circumcised members of the cast. That would be, let's see, Mr. Godwin, the other Mr. Griswold, yours truly, Mr. McGee, and Josh. Nope. Oh, did I get it wrong?
I'm fully intact.
No, sorry.
I'm cut.
Josh Arnold.
Yeah, I am circumcised.
Are you really?
No, not circumcised Christy Lee.
Nope.
Fortunately. And
getting weird.
Ace, what are you working with?
Hey, Josh.
Talk for a minute, if you would, about the female
circumcision. Yeah.
Horrific. Well, all right. In some countries, you see. Uh-huh. Ace, you got a hooded wang? What do you have?
That was Donnie's band.
Hooded wang?
Yeah, that was one of his first ones. I think that was before Mucus Plug. I can never remember. Donnie, by the way, Lexington, Kentucky. Look out. Comedy Off Broadway, November 5th.
Look out.
Through the 8th, among other things. A lot of stuff coming up with Donnie. And we have to get back to the sports page. Sorry. Huh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, it's Donnie Blanco.
Well, I guess we say his name enough.
Wow, that's amazing.
I still got stickers from Hooded Wang.
Do you?
I swear to God. Yep. You know what I'm sad about this year?
What's that?
You guys know Halloween's on a Saturday this year?
Right. Why are you sad about that?
Make it extra good.
I love that.
I swear to God, it's probably going to be record turnout. You guys getting all dressed up?
Of course. I'm going to take the girls out, do some trick-or-treating. I'm very excited.
Are you dressing up?
I'm thinking about going old school. Thinking about going as OJ's old buddy who squatted on his back 40, Cato Kalin.
Cato Kalin, sure.
Well, for Cato, you know, we both got the same hair. So all I really got to do is just maybe dress up like Joe Exotic minus a mustache.
Yeah.
You laugh, Christy. It's the same way they're going to think every hippie chick this year is Carol Baskin.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. You think that's bad, man? My mom, Phyllis, went to a costume party last weekend, got her feelings hurt.
Why?
She still crashed. She worked so hard on it. She wanted to pay tribute to that Supreme Court judge we just lost, Ruth Bader. Well, she even ruined her box perm for it, got her hair straightened, slicked back real tight, had the robe, the dark frame glasses, and she won first prize.
Oh.
But my Aunt Putty was judging and thought it was Larry King with a ball peen hammer. Swear to God.
Ball peen hammer.
She couldn't afford a real gavel, Josh.
I understand.
I'm not a prop comic like you are. So, they're not speaking again.
Oh,
now, that's
going to
make Thanksgiving real comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, probably won't even go over. So much for watching Scarface on her big screen. Problem I'm having, you know what? For costumes this year, did, you know, Whippy wants to go to Spider-Man? He tell you that, Christy?
No, he didn't.
Oh, cool. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one last night from costume store.
Yes.
You know, one sells fireworks half the year.
Yeah, sure.
They already got the Christmas trees out.
Wow.
It used to be Chi-Chi's, right next to Buddy's carpet.
Yes.
Anyways, $40, Christy.
Uh-oh, I'll send you $20.
And your son starts pouting because he don't shoot webs. Well, thank God, world we live in today, if it did, there'd probably be a 7-day waiting period on it, and he'd miss Halloween. Swear to God. I said, Whippy, for $40, you better say yes to the dress, or it's bath time, and you can go as Aquaman for all I care.
Uh-huh.
You know? I don't get him being so picky and pouting, because when I was a kid, you basically had a choice of three costumes. You could go as a ghost in your old stained bed sheet with two eye holes cut in it.
Uh-huh.
And the worst is when you only had a fitted bottom sheet with sailboats on it. I swear to God, I'd tell people I was a ghost from the wreck of Edgar Fitzgerald. Yeah, laugh it up. You know, you could go as a ghost. You could go as a hobo, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was easy. Just rub your face with some King Surge charcoal.
Yep.
Wear some beat-up flannel, muddy jeans. Mm-hmm. And walk around with a knapsack tied to a stick.
I did that.
I did that, too.
Yeah, it was real popular back then, but try that now, and people think you're Pat Godwin going to a gig.
Oh.
I locked my keys in my car again. Sorry, Kim, I didn't notice your porch light was off. I didn't know if I'm on gas or electric. You could go as a ghost, you could go as a hobo, or a vampire. Those are your three options.
Yeah.
But you try putting pearly white face paint on your face now, you end up offending everybody, you know? Your neighborhood Karen will say you're making fun of people who have to wear sunblock after dark. or maybe her nail lady is jaundiced due to low belly rubens, or her ex-husband's half albino, like the dude from the movie Powder, remember?
Uh-huh.
He was allergic to lightning. He'd just sit in the corner and shiver like Michael Stipe after doing Blowzine. Those were your choices. No. Do you know this year in Los Angeles they're canceling Halloween due to the virus?
Yep. That sucks.
And the one holiday you're supposed to wear a mask, and they, I swear to God, canceling Halloween. That's the most unchristian thing I've ever heard of. I got that.
See you, Donnie. Boy, oh boy.
He was upset about that.
Is Donnie on acid? What just happened? Wow. The Wreck of the Edgar Fitzgerald. That's quite a song.
Here we go. Yep, it's time.
Stupid world record.
The Institution of Civil Engineers. Well, thank you very much. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no, sir.
I appreciate it.
Right this way.
That is a nice, bridge
after,
you built, sir.
After
Thank you very much.
The ICE in the UK, that's Institution Civil Engineers UK, has set the Guinness World Record for longest span of bridge made from Legos.
Huh. Oh,
how long is it?
The recently...
Can cars go over?
Legos. These are two good questions.
Can
how
cars
long is it?
Go
and
over
can
it?
Cars go over it?
Lego really cars, yes.
A big Lego
car. Well, how big is the bridge?
8 feet tall. I don't know. I'm getting to that. I just started the story.
So you haven't proofread
Mr. and Mrs. Griswold? No. I'm bored enough. I need something to surprise me. The recently verified attempt was made on August 30th. The recently verified attempt of the longest span of a bridge made from Legos was attempted on August 31st, 2019.
All right. Jeez. But recently verified.
With nearly 205,000 bricks used to construct the bridge, measuring 55 feet and 6 inches in length.
Wow.
Building the record-breaking structure at the Iron Bridge Gorge Museum took 2 days.
This is so...
Oh, yeah, it's awful. I bet people there
one
fell asleep.
To put it.
The bridge was on display at the museum until it closed earlier this year due to the pandemic. Right.
The only problem with this bridge is you can't leap off it.
Yeah. Wow, that's really...
Took 2 days because the engineer's younger brother lost the instructions. If you've ever,
certainly.
If you've ever built one of those things.
Oh, look at this. It's from the Shropshire Star is where this story is coming from.
Oh, I don't know where Shropshire is. Shropshire.
Are you a Shropshire lad?
Well, I remember the Shropshire, famous for the Shropshire slasher.
Just an A.E. Hausman joke that nobody got back to
I
you,
I didn't
chick.
Get it. I apologize. Yeah.
Was that a John Hausman paper chase joke?
No.
The Shropshire slasher.
A.E.
Can I finish the sentence?
Nope.
Apparently not.
And his middle name
got
is
four
and
people
sometimes
jumping
why.
In. Go ahead.
A.E. and sometimes why Hausman.
Guy owed him money. It was an IOU.
What the hell is going on here today?
This is the ADD show. Let's calm
today?
Down.
Today?
Everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down.
He's talking to all the people in his head.
May I continue?
I hope.
Stupid world record.
You know you're the problem, right?
Yeah.
You get that. At least identify. The man in Colorado has set the Guinness World Record for... Now we've got something. Running the fastest mile while pushing a baby stroller. Yeah.
Baby in there?
Yeah, good question.
It would be a pretty stupid record if the baby weren't in there, wouldn't it? Now,
no. I bet the baby's not in there.
I bet the baby's not in there.
Andrew Voss strapped his 15-month-old son.
Bet the baby's in there.
Wow. How do you all feel now?
I was wrong. I thought people would be up in arms.
Yeah,
over
no
this.
Joke. Okay. I would think it would be a, oh my gosh,
it's
horrible.
Can you touch that blue thing on your mic?
I'm not going to talk.
Yeah,
I'm
I was wondering what this was about.
That's enough sass out of you, buddy.
Andrew Voss.
Next time it's 220.
Shut up! Andrew Voss strapped his 15-month-old son, Bodhi, B-O-D-H-I.
Bodhi.
I don't know. Really?
Your who names their kid Bodhi?
Yeah, Andrew Voss.
Hi, Bodhi. Bodhi. You know, it's like Bodhi. The surfer?
The skier.
I don't know anybody who would name their kid Bodhi.
Go ahead, continue. Tell them how long it was, what the time was.
What if everybody named their kid Bodhi?
I quit.
I
and anybody
no
could
Bodhi.
Be Bodhi.
No, everybody'd be Bodhi.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to go talk to my pandas. Hi, Bodhi. How you doing?
Yeah, I got to Google it.
What's wrong with you?
Let's see.
I don't know.
Andrew Voss.
You're driving him crazy.
Strapped his 15-month-old son Bodhi into a stroller, and he ran around the track at Broomfield Heights Middle School. It's Broomfield.
Yeah, so what?
So?
Yeah.
Broomfield.
What do you think the name, I'm just guessing, what would the name of the team be? I mean, because you can
the
see.
Sweepers.
But it would have to be, if they had a great season, Broomfield Sweeps. Middle school basketball.
Okay, that's an observation at best. It's not a chuckler.
It's not funny. Yeah.
That's sorry. Right.
Who was this year's mop?
I had Broomfield.
Josh Tom and I are
Josh and I are doing our own show. Okay.
It's right by Boulder. I believe it's Monarch High School, actually.
How fast was the damn record?
Well, it was under 5 minutes. It was 4 minutes, 57.1 seconds with his little kid in the thing. By the way, he said he chose his son Bodie for the attempt.
Yes.
Because he's 9 pounds lighter than his older brother, Luca.
Oh,
he's got a brother. His name is Luca.
My name is Luca. Where's he live?
Second floor. On the second floor.
On the second floor.
Chair!
I'm looking up Broomfield High School.
Although
I
bet I broke this record once, though.
Really?
I can remember. We were at Cedar Point, which is like the greatest amusement park in the world. And I was there solo, being solo dad. And I forget how many people we had, but one of my kids had an absolute explosion in their diaper.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I had to go to the parking lot. I remember just sprinting through with the kid in the stroller. So we should have had a roll cage. I was going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But good for him. That's a cool record, and it's a fun record. So I'm sorry. Back to you, Chick.
No, that's it. That's sports.
No,
see what you've done to him.
The Broomfield Eagles. Broomfield High School Eagles.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter B. Dragon.
Yeah, seems about right.
Yeah. Oh, Peter B. Dragon. Okay.
Oh, all right.
And this is some other news. Well, Halloween is almost here, kids, and this reporter has been busy investigating how other countries observe the day. For instance, did you know that at Romanian costume parties, everyone dresses up as Dracula?
No.
Well, except for Dracula himself.
Oh.
He inexplicably likes to dress up as Tinkerbell.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I learned at French costume parties, the sexy French maids who serve guests dress up as even sexier French maids.
Oh, boy. No easy feat.
Yeah. This explains why bobbing for cleavage is so popular there.
Certainly. Nice. Those are nice, honey.
But as we know, Halloween is primarily for kids. Here are some of the issues kids in other countries encounter as they trick-or-treat.
Yes.
In North Korea, for example, trick-or-treaters never bother stopping by Kim Jong-un's house. Kids can take one look at him and realize he's eaten all the candy.
Big man, yeah.
Large fellow.
Big, large fellow.
Gordo.
In Ireland, trick-or-treaters really get mad when they learn a house is only handing out the fun-size bottles of Jameson.
Pat, is that your experience?
Yeah, indeed.
In Switzerland, kids are always hoping for a change that someone will hand out cheap American chocolate instead of that delicious, indulgent Swiss chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, Russian children have to separate their candy into three piles when they return home. Safe, suspicious, and poisoned by Putin.
Well, yeah, you gotta be.
Yeah, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter B. Dragon, and this has been Some Other News.
I hope Mr. Dragon is going to be okay there.
Yeah, I do too. It sounds like he has a problem.
B. Dragon?
You know, I was thinking he could go with a different, but he couldn't go with Pete Dragon. That's too close to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Pete Dragon.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're going to ask, so I'm going to. That's sports.
That is sport. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know Dick Hitzwater and Peter B. Dragon, same joke.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Everyone's yelling. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy! Do something!
With more people cooking at home, Tupperware is making a comeback.
Oh, can we save the story?
Because
I just give us the promo on that it's coming up. The Tupperware store, I'm very excited about this for a number of reasons.
You like burping Tupperware? It's fun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Bruh.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
That'll stay fresh for days.
And it's
can you burp on command, Tom?
No.
Ooh,
jeez.
You're that guy?
Yeah. Can you do the
alphabet backwards?
No, I can just burp on command.
Yeah, we had that guy that could do the alphabet.
That was three in a row.
Yeah, I can do it anytime I want.
Handy.
Wow.
Did it ever come in handy in your romantic life?
Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, yeah, stuff like that.
Charming.
That's a loud one.
It goes like, it's like this. I got mine. Get out. Hilarious. I got mine.
Get out of here.
Get out.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.